Hello. If you continue listening, you will hear a scary story, and I would warn you of the horrors that unfold here. I would warn you if I could only begin to grasp these horrors. So welcome to the Reaper's Archive. It was a crisp autumn morning in the year 1976, when a family of four was moving into an old mansion. Well, it was really just a house, but it felt like a mansion to them because they had lived in apartments their entire life. The family's youngest child, Kevin, was really excited about their new home. He had said things like, "Wow, we get this entire place to ourselves," and "Look at the backyard, it's giant." Meanwhile, the oldest child, Rhea, hadn't been as excited about their new house. She didn't understand why they couldn't have just stayed in apartments, but they were still moving, despite what Rhea said. And everything was normal for about a year or so after they unpacked. The children went to school and their parents went to work. Until one summer day, when Kevin's mother was cleaning off the bathroom counter, she noticed a handprint in the fogged up mirror. She was confused because she didn't know why the mirror was all fogged up. She didn't think anyone had taken a shower. But for the handprint, she assumed that the kids were playing in the bathroom and were drawing on the mirror. But she just kept cleaning, shrugged about it, and kept wiping off the counter until she saw a hand seemingly coming from the inside of the mirror. She felt the hand, and she just felt the smooth glass surface of the mirror. The hand pulled away, and Kevin's mother jumped back in fear. Kevin's mother rubbed her eyes, and then she peered at the mirror, and a pair of hands bolted to the mirror from the inside. She jumped back and fell down. The hands pressed firmly on the mirror until it stretched like rubber. The mother tried to scream and run, but the door was locked. The mirror stretched until it formed a humanoid being. It had such incredible detail, and it looked just like a human, except it was made out of the mirror. It was reflective and smooth. The mother heard voices from outside the door. "Open up! What's going on in there? Is everything okay? What's happening? Open the door!" It was her husband, but she couldn't talk. She was too scared. She looked back at the figure. It was now reaching towards her. It picked her up and began pulling her into the mirror. She began to scream for help, but it was too late. She was inside the mirror. The dad got the door unlocked and went inside, but he couldn't find the mother anywhere. The only thing that was different was a crack on the upper right-hand corner of the mirror. Eventually, the family got over it and was just a little sad whenever Kevin's mother's name was brought up, but they kept going to school and work, and everything was normal again. Until about a year later, when Kevin's father was stepping out of the shower, he noticed a handprint in the steamed-up mirror. He just wiped it off and started drying himself off. He then noticed a hand coming from inside the mirror. He felt the hand, and it felt smooth, like the mirror. The hand pulled away, and he gasped. He wasn't sure what had just happened, but a few minutes later, two more hands bolted to the mirror, again, firmly pressing on the mirror. It formed the same figure of incredible detail, but it was still shiny, like the mirror, and smooth. The father got to the door and he opened it, running out. He told his kids to step outside, and then he got a baseball bat and went into the bathroom. But he didn't find anyone or anything, just a handprint. He was confused and he went to the doctor as he thought he could be hallucinating, but they said they didn't find anything, no sickness. So everything was okay for about a month. until the father was again stepping out of the shower. And he saw a handprint on the mirror. His eyes went wide, and he tried to run, but two hands bolted to the mirror and pressed on the glass until it formed the figure. The figure grabbed the father, and no matter how much he tried to fight it, he got pulled in. Kevin and his sister had to go to an orphanage, as they had no parents now. But when they were all grown up, when they were adults, they moved back into their old house, and they stared at the mirror, only just one of them at a time, though, in case whatever had taken their parents only took one person at a time. Now, before Kevin's father got pulled into the mirror, he told his children about what he had seen. So now they knew what they were looking for. So one day, when Rhea was looking into the mirror and she noticed a hand, she immediately called for Kevin. Kevin walked in and they both saw the hand. The hand pulled away and they tried to run, but the door shut and locked. This time, six hands came to the mirror, and all of them pressed on the mirror until three figures formed. The same figure as before, the one that had taken Kevin's mother and father, and then two others that looked just like Kevin's mother and father. Except these figures, they were still made out of glass. The children tried to fight them, but they were outnumbered and overpowered, and they were pulled in. And a couple years later, the house got torn down and replaced by a grocery store. And one day, when a man was walking back to his car from his shopping, he noticed a handprint coming from inside his car window.